From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
Technically, President's Day was originally intended to celebrate George Washington's birthday, February 22nd. Then it was changed to also celebrate Lincoln's birthday, February 12th, we think. These days, President's Day is widely understood to just be about celebrating all presidents. 13 of them, by the way, have presidential libraries to jog everyone's memory. Marketplace's Renato Sago has a quick look at the economics of two of them.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
You'll find at Ronald Reagan's presidential library the dark blue suit he wore when he spoke in West Berlin in 1987. The country's most popular presidential library is an hour outside of L.A. with 440,000 visitors a year. But there's one challenge, says John Heibisch, who runs the Reagan Foundation.
Trying to find the best and most interesting special exhibits we can to keep people's interest piqued.
The Herbert Hoover Library and Museum in tiny West Branch, Iowa, gets just 40,000 visitors a year. Visitors can see a replica of Hoover's apartment during the Great Depression. The library wants to renovate in order to rent out its facilities, says Executive Director Tom Schwartz.
It was not designed to maximize income.
The 14th Presidential Library for President Barack Obama is scheduled to open in Chicago in 2021. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.